The next hurricane season is just a few weeks away. Crews are practicing evacuation and response plans throughout the Gulf region. And at the Federal Emergency Management Agency's largest logistics center in Fort Worth, Texas, other steps are being taken to avoid problems that emerged during Hurricane Katrina. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
There were so many problems during Katrina, it's hard to know where to start. But a few things do stand out, like what happened with all the ice. Mississippi officials were desperate to get some, while more than 100 ice trucks sat idling in, of all places, Maine. This year, FEMA promises to do better with logistics. Ron Cooper oversees several FEMA centers, including this one in Fort Worth.
Just wanted to show you the GPS tracking devices that we're talking about. It's a very small device. We have it actually attached to the top of that trailer.
Cooper holds up a flat gray box, which he says will be able to monitor truckloads of supplies. FEMA has purchased 20,000 global positioning devices for the coming hurricane season.
What we'll do is just load the trailer. We'll shut the doors, ship it out, and then at the end of the tour, we'll show you where that trailer is by this device.
And with that, two forklifts take pallets of shrink-wrapped bottled water and carry them onto a waiting truck. Food, tents, toiletries, and other supplies fill several warehouses here, each of them a quarter mile long. We'll get to see how well the tracking system works a little later on. Another problem last year was search and rescue. Thousands of lives were saved, but not everything worked as it should have. Tim Gallagher is with FEMA Search and Rescue.
We had some communications problems last year. Such a widespread area in Mississippi, we were not able to communicate effectively with some of our resources out there. And then all the multiple agencies, we found out that some of our radios did not talk to their radios.
So this season, new equipment will make those radios compatible. Another problem is that FEMA search and rescue teams were trained to save people from collapsed buildings, not floods. Gallagher points to a huge trailer behind him, which carries some new supplies.
Rubber boots, waders. We never knew we had to use waders until we got into that area last year. We found our personnel walking around in that environment like this.
He points to his laced-up leather boots and rolls his eyes. Gallagher says rescue teams will also have GPS equipment to better track which neighborhoods have been searched. Last year, some areas were checked twice, others were skipped.
We started to catch on late in the season last year. Now we've done a lot more training on it. We're going to be much better prepared.
Hi.
Next, we visit something called Red October. Although it's not really red, it's a huge white trailer that serves as a mobile command center for top officials. It provides satellite phones, video conferencing, and other support during a disaster. Mark Wallace shows a small room up front where Admiral Thad Allen ran some of the recovery efforts after Katrina.
This door closes and another door closes, and he has his own chair. Right up there, there's a TV. He can watch whatever TV that he wants because that's normally where they get their intelligence.
In the main part of the trailer, there are more TVs, as well as a big conference table and 20 workstations. But Red October is too big to go just anywhere. Officials tried to send it to the New Orleans Superdome so FEMA workers there could communicate with the outside world, but the floodwater and debris made that impossible. This year, the agency has a new, smaller vehicle to give top officials like Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff a real picture of what's going on, says Communications Manager Steve Roy.
They will be streaming live video back to the Operations Center in D.C. where Mr. Chertoff sits so that he can get visual information rather than trying to rely upon the long information flow back to his headquarters.
Because in Katrina, Chertoff didn't learn for a full day that New Orleans levees had broken. But the new vehicle can't get through floodwaters either. That's why officials will make their best guess where to pre-position this truck, along with supplies and personnel, when the next storm threatens. Logistics Supervisor Ron Cooper says this center already has about 400 truckloads of prepared meals, compared with 75 prior to Katrina. That's where the new tracking system comes in. It's been over 2 hours since the truck loaded with water left the center. Cooper pulls up a computer screen, which shows a map of the Fort Worth region with a big red dot on a highway outside the city.
There's I-20, which leads into 35. So that gives you an idea how far west that trailer is from the logistics center.
Ideally, he says, the system will tell officials where everything is at any one time. But Cooper and others here warn that nothing works perfectly in a disaster, and people should still be prepared to take care of themselves, at least for a couple of days. Pam Fessler, NPR News.